of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Radio at its best.
And now back to Satchmo.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
From the Art Center in Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water, the speakeasy's back on. I've got more fun than I should be allowed to have lined up for me today. I've got David Henderson sitting here next to me. He's going to be talking about his Honest Theater. I've also got a lady dancer here in the studio who's got all the right moves. Her name is Teresa Robinson. She is Chief Marketing Officer of iCubed Agency and also a former competitive dancer. She's going to be helping out the Apex Arts Festival with Shag Dancing coming up on Saturday. And, of course, I've got historian Bob Crowley himself sitting in there.
Absolutely.
And I'm actually going to have you start again with... The history of what the day it is. What is today?
You know, today is, well, there's only two things for today that I've got, but they're important things. One is, this is Virginia Dare's birthday. Does everybody remember Virginia Dare? She was the first European child ever born in North America, and she was born on this date in 1587 at the Roanoke Colony right here in North Carolina. So this is where it all started, and Virginia. We named a county after you, Dare County. So, and it's also National Mail Order Catalog Day. This is the anniversary of the very first mail order catalog.
There's a commercial for you.
Yeah, produced by Montgomery Ward, and he put it out there. Actually, the first catalog in the country was done by Benjamin Franklin many years before, but he was the first one to put out a real mail order catalog as we know it today. And now I've got
some. When I hear mail order catalog, I'm thinking it's us. You know, they've got pictures of us out there, mail orders.
Well, you know, but now it's called online shopping, but it's basically the same idea, and that's today. And I have a very special thing, one I'm very proud of, for my hometown, Apex. Those of you who perhaps have seen Money Magazine may know that Apex was chosen as the number one best place to live in the entire United States, and I think that's quite an accomplishment for Apex. So Bruce Radford and the mayor and everybody else, you guys did one heck of a job. And heck, I was even interviewed by Money Magazine to get the idea of the cultural scene. So I'd like to think I contributed to it a little bit.
But I've got two things to say to that: bravo and ouch. That means everybody in the world is going to move here. Look out!
Well, we can't do.
I'm just going to find out where they're leaving and go there.
That's
where we'll get our
20 acres. Let's do that. That's an idea. I still say, you know, a little bit south of Pittsburgh, there's still some areas. But anyway,
Bob, I'd like to ask you, was it a complete surprise for the town of Apex?
Well, we've been on the list a couple of times before. I think last year we were like number 9 or something like that. So not a complete surprise that we were going to be probably on it again. But coming in number 1 in the entire nation, that's
amazing.
You know, yeah, that's great.
It certainly is.
You know, low crime rate, all this kind of good stuff. So I'm just proud of it. And I think it also reflects not just on Apex, but on the whole area around here, that this is a very livable area from...
Raleigh kind of had that going a few years ago.
Yeah, it did.
Raleigh, Durham, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, all of it.
Just don't tell them where I live. I don't want them coming there.
Well, you live... Yeah, there.
Yeah, right.
Way out in the middle of no place. But, yeah, you should see his Fortress of Solitude someday.
I love it. Thoreau would like it.
I'm going to throw in one little plug here for the Apex Arts Council.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk more about it. But we have Shagfest coming up on Saturday, and that's going to be a 5-hour dance party at the Halley Community Arts Center.
Beginning at?
At noon, and we'll go till 5 o'clock. And if anybody out there in Radio Land would like to actually meet Claudio and maybe me and everybody, he's actually going to be there handling the stage management and so on for us. So you'll be able to come up there. And
I'll be there watching others work, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So come on down and shag a bit and have some fun, and maybe you can convince Claudio to shag with you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I'll make up something.
You'll make up something. I'm sure you will. But anyway,
I'll watch Teresa and I'll mimic.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bug you about is your radio theater again. You know, you need to do more of that. And I know you read me a piece not very long ago called, Nightshades at the Blue Iguana?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dark, but it's...
it's going to be very dark.
Yeah, well, I think you should be doing some more of that.
I'm doing radio theater, but what I want to bring to the table is a monologue once a week at least. And it's going to be a 4 to 5 minute monologue that just rolls off. It's going to be either edgy, comedic, whatever genre I want to go into. Us people in the theater, we play in all realms of it. But I particularly enjoy the suspenseful. And, of course, creating scenarios in the tropics or in Africa, places that I've lived. So that's coming to the table. In 2 weeks, I'm going to start with that. And the opening piece is called Tropical Noir. And the concept is... these people are meeting at a bar where you never really know, in the Caribbean or in any exotic island, where you never really know who you're sitting across the table from. This guy could have just pulled a hit. This guy could be running from the law. No idea. And I'm going to sort of create a cast of edgy characters that sit there, hang out, and tell their stories.
I've heard the rushes on this. You read it to me, the
right.
First draft. I'm not going to say anything about it except, wow, you got to hear this.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I appreciate you plugging that for me, because I might have missed the boat on that entirely today.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm going to bounce over here to David Henderson, who's got a show coming up. It's called Annapurna, one he's directing and he's also in.
Actually, I am not directing, believe it or not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You are the lead act.
I am in the show.
Okay.
Which is nice. Directing and acting, that's a tall order.
Yes, it is, because that objectivity can sometimes get in the way of the character, can it?
Yeah, our director is Dana Marks. She's the managing director for Little Green Pig over in Durham, and is amazing.
Really?
She's been great. It's been a wonderful experience.
So tell us about what this play is and where it comes from. Give us the history.
I will say, I found it a couple of years ago. It is the best play I've probably read in the last 15 or 20 years. And it gained notoriety when Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman did it off-Broadway. And Susanna Huff, who is in the show with me, she had found it as well. And she brought it to me and said, hey, let's talk about doing this. And I said, well, Honest Pint would be glad to. And we put it on the season. And it is a wonderful play.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what is your part?
I play a poet named Ulysses, who lives in a trailer at the base of a mountain in Paonia, Colorado, and he's living off the grid pretty much.
Love
and
it.
His ex-wife, who he has not seen in 20 years, shows up unannounced. He doesn't know why she's there, and more interestingly, he doesn't know why she left 20 years ago.
Oh no!
And it is a play about finding out why. And what drove her to leave and all of that. So it's a really, it's funny, it's touching, it's a wonderful play. And there's a lot of things that I can't say because it'll spoil it.
It's this isn't based on another poet that I know that lives in a trailer.
No, although
he didn't actually write it, no.
No, although I did, when I sent Claudio some information on the show, he wrote back, he goes, it sounds like me.
Yes,
and
then
I was like, yes, it does.
So far, except for the mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
it's a wonderful.
But that appeals to me. I think I want to go ahead. When this guy sells his trailer, let me know.
Well, that's one of the things I. There are certain twists in the plot and things. There's an urgency to her being there that kind of reveals itself
there's
later.
There's got to be all kinds of smoke in that
and
one.
And once you find out why, the play starts to blossom in a way that's really beautiful.
Is it would you consider it a drama or a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. It falls into the category of drama most often, but it's very, very funny because it's two people who were married for a long time.
Well, there's nothing better than situational comedy.
And boy, do they take the piss out of each other. They're both very highly educated and engage in verbal gymnastics in a way very...
And you are particularly good at that because I've seen you in stuff in the past. That's fantastic.
Well, we're having fun. And Susanna Huff, who plays Emma, my ex-wife in the show, is born to play this part. We started rehearsing very early so that we could take the time.
We got a little element of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf going on
that
here.
That is much so. And it's interesting. We have an intern working on the show with us, and he is about to be in ninth grade. And we're sitting there one night, and I said, "Hey, would you like to work on the show?" And he goes, "Tell me a little bit about it." And I did. And the first thing he said was, "Sounds a little bit like Virginia Woolf," and I went, "You're hired." I was like, you know, if you're in ninth grade and know that
impressive.
But it is. There's a lot of unknowns that kind of come up throughout the play.
I noticed we have somebody trying to call in, and I want to apologize, but we're not accepting any open phone calls on the show, so I hope we're not frustrating anybody. Thanks for calling anyway. Back to you, David.
Hello. They were trying to get tickets, you know.
Oh, is that in that case? Call the theater.
But we open Friday. We open this Friday.
How did you come by this play?
I found it years ago in a theater magazine and read it, loved it, kind of forgot about it. Then Megan Mullally, Nick Offerman did it. So it raised the profile. And then Susanna brought it to me again, and I read it again, and I went, "Oh, my God."
And you said it was one of the best things you've read in a while.
In probably 15, 20 years.
Wow.
As a two-hander, it is a true
Well, that's saying something for somebody in the theater.
Yeah, it's a great, great play. It's a journey that we love. So
fantastic. But I'm going to branch over for a second and introduce our guest of the hour here, Teresa Robinson. I'll move the mic over there. And have you cue us in as to the multidimensional aspect you come from. Got chief marketing officer of iCubed Agency and former competitive dancer and a very fine-looking lady here in the studio.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to the Speakeasy.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So tell us, how you bumped into president of the Apex Arts Council.
Well, it's really interesting. A friend of mine a few months ago approached me and said, "Hey, the Arts Council wants to do a SHAG event. Would you be willing to help them?" I said, "Sure, I'll go meet with somebody. We'll talk about it." So that's when I met Bob Crowley right here. And Bob sort of laid out what it was he wanted to do. And I said, "Well, yeah, I'll help you. And I think I have all the right contacts to make it happen." I said, "But here's the thing. To be a Southern cultural experience, I want it to be very authentic. Real SHAG
music. Good for you.
Real SHAG dance, not the what I call bubblegum stuff." And the beach bands who play around here are real guilty of playing "I Love Beach Music," and everybody thinks that's what beach music is, but it's really not.
Right.
So I wanted to seek out SHAG dancers who are authentic in the way that they do it, in the way that they teach it, and I know the lineage of who they learn from.
Cue us into what you actually consider real SHAG music. I think it would be something worth the audience hearing.
Old and scrubby and Southern.
Fats Domino type stuff?
Just real scratchy kind of stuff. And in the old days, the old-timers, we call the old-timers, used to call it fast dance.
Fast dance. Rocco could probably cue us into a little bit of that history.
Well, I've seen a number of these older type bands, and they were really terrific. They were. And, you know, beach music has many definitions. You know, what is beach music? Some people associate beach music with that California Beach Boys sound,
right.
Jan and Dean.
Totally not.
That's the modern version,
Right, that's not Southern beach music at all. And
when I grew up in New Jersey, beach music was going down at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park and listening to the boss go at it, you know.
Well, Teresa, would you say that beach music has its heart from, say, a line, a triangle you could draw from Virginia Beach in Virginia to Raleigh, and then Raleigh to Myrtle Beach, and then Myrtle Beach up to Virginia Beach again. In other words, that area, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach as anchors, and then to Raleigh, Chapel Hill area.
That's a fair statement, yeah. The beaches of North Carolina, South Carolina, and...
parts of Virginia.
Parts of Virginia is where it's most popular. It's really popular in Georgia, Alabama as well. And actually, its reach has really spread across the country thanks to our guests that are going to be at ShagFest next Saturday, Charlie Womble and Jackie McGee. Charlie Womble went
Fantastic.
To Apex High School.
Right,
that's
I heard about
one of the
that
reasons we wanted to get him here. But Charlie and Jackie are probably the most decorated shag dancers we have. And on the way over here, we were discussing how they went out to the U.S. Open, which is typically a swing dance competition. Back in the 90s, Charlie and Jackie went out, and another couple, Cy and Dana Cree, went out. And they are very much responsible for the reach that shag has now. In fact, when my husband and I first found Loafers Beach Club in Raleigh, we were West Coast swing dancers. I've been exposed to shag. I went to Meredith College, and you just didn't go to Meredith College without knowing what shag dance was. So we would go out to shag or to dance West Coast swing at the beach club because the music is what works for both dances. And we would start trading dance steps with the shag dancers. The two dances work very well together. Six and eight count patterns based on Lindy. It's all based on Lindy. And as the West Coast swing developed in California, the clubs are crowded, so it developed into a slotted dance. Down south, it developed into a slower, more relaxed look. The sand has a lot to do with the way that the dance looks. So shag is very active from the waist down and very calm from the waist up. That's
well,
the
that
style.
Defines the sand, doesn't it? The sort of
right.
Makes triggers
sense.
Your movements, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Somebody told me once it was when somebody tried to jitterbug in sand and couldn't.
there may be a lot of truth in that.
Where did it actually find its roots in the South? Where what place did it originate from the strongest?
You know, there's an argument over that. Some say North Carolina beaches, some say South Carolina beaches. But
had to be
definitely
North Carolina.
That Wilmington, Myrtle Beach,
okay.
North Myrtle Beach area.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting. We know we have the band of Oz that does modern versions of that
they
concept.
Do. Yeah. Teresa, there's a number of radio stations in the eastern part of the state that have beach music shows, usually on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And fellas like Charlie Brown and Steve Hardy have been producing them for years. And I've known these fellas for a number of years, especially Steve Hardy. And would you consider what they're playing beach music now? It's, you know, not to dance to, but to listen to.
Well, you know, I can't say I know exactly what they play, but I know there's a station out of, gosh, okay, you put me on the spot here.
That's the idea of the speakeasy,
honey.
I'm
trying to think
Would
of the...
Would it be in Manium?
No, it's... just outside of Charlotte, Gastonia. It's a Gastonia station. We tune into them, and I wish I could remember the call letters, and I can't. We tune into them on Sunday afternoon. Those guys really play some great...
Well, on that note, why don't we go to what is actually considered beach music, and I think it's under the boardwalk that you've got lined up, and then...
I believe that's the
Then we'll
one.
Jump back in the conversation.
103.5, you're listening to WCOM.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel.
you can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
That's the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk. You're listening to WCOM, the Triangle's premier innovative radio station. We broadcast something for everyone at 103.5 FM and also online at WCOMFM.org. We're community radio for Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Now back to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
And I was just singing to myself, I have loved that piece of music long before I knew what it was. Didn't know it was beach music when I loved it. But
well, I think it became beach music,
that's
Claudio.
That's the interesting aspect of that. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, one of the things I'd like to mention here is when you come to Shagfest, we are going to have it authentic in that Loafers is providing the DJ services. Gary from Loafers will be there with all of his equipment, and so you're going to hear it the real way it's supposed to come,
so
no matter what.
Tell us who Loafers is again.
Loafers Beach Club is a dance club in Raleigh. They are open. You know more about it than I do.
Teresa?
Yeah, they're closed on Thursdays for private parties, but they're basically open every night of the week. They teach shag dance if you want to go learn. They also have some West Coast swing instruction there. They are the longest-running beach music club in the state.
How long have they been around?
28 years, I
Man.
Believe.
Man, yeah. Not bad. Bravo.
They will be with us, and they'll be handling all the DJ and music services, so you're going to get it right from the top.
Yeah, Gary Gibson is a great DJ, and
Fantastic.
His wife, Deborah, will be there as well.
Looking forward to it. I will definitely be there on Saturday and hope whoever's listening will come out that way as well. It's just down the road, Apex. And you said noon on.
Yep. 5 hours.
And just hit Salem Street, the main street, and it'll be at the Halley Center, right?
The Halley Cultural Arts Center, 237 North Salem Street.
And on that note, let's bounce back to theater for a minute. Anything else you want to add about what you've been up to since last I've seen you? It's been at least a year since I've seen you.
It has been. I
know you're still in Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes. We celebrated our 40th anniversary this past year.
And he's just auditioning now, right?
Yeah, they start 2 weeks from now, I think.
Ira David Wood.
So we'll kick that off.
And his kid just played Dracula.
Yes, there.
Is that Ira David Wood, the fourth?
Fourth, yep. Yeah. Ira is... He played Dracula at Temple.
Yes, he did. I went to see him there.
Yep.
Peggy invited me.
So and their adaptation they're doing at Theater in the Park is David's adaptation.
So it's not the same one Peggy put on.
Totally different.
Interesting.
Adaptation.
Okay.
It's David's, and it's really, really, really good. David and I were texting yesterday, and they've blocked everything now, so they're now just in the
Fantastic.
Fleshing out phase, which is the phase that's fun.
You didn't go to play Van Helsing?
No, the guy playing Tony Pender is playing the guy.
Oh, really?
I was talking earlier.
Okay,
Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony is playing Van Helsing, and he's going to be phenomenal. And I can't wait to see the show. I saw the one production down in Temple, and that's the only other production I've ever
and
seen.
And David was good in that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he played a very sort of background-type Dracula, but it was strong.
And David was saying that this adaptation is a smaller cast, I believe. So it's really
interesting.
Really tight, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
They don't open. They open a couple of weeks later, so we're good. I'll get to see them when we're closed. once we wrap.
Right.
But yeah, so we're, you know, I try to stay busy.
No doubt.
You know, it's, some days are better than others. You know, it's like, you know, the arts. You know.
Absolutely.
How that is.
Absolutely. Yes. Like, yes. Yes.
You know, when you're running your own company, you you're the marketing. You're the, and I owe
absolutely
a life debt to a lot of people right now to get this show up and running.
And it takes a lot of support in the arts.
Oh, it does.
It's never one man pulling it off.
No, if it weren't for North Raleigh Arts and Creative Theater, we wouldn't have a space.
That's right, you guys have just joined.
Yeah, we partnered with them on this, and they're giving us their space, and you know, we're leveraging their infrastructure to do the stuff we need to get done, and they've been great. We've been partners. We've been done shows with them for 3 years.
What is the address? Where is this place?
It is on the corner of Lead Mine and Sawmill in Raleigh.
Okay.
And it's in a strip mall. It is in the best location because right next door is Gonza Tacos and Tequila, which is fabulous.
Ooh.
There's a craft beer store literally next door to the theater. There's a pub in the parking lot. And
I'll
a
be
coffee
there.
Shop.
I can see why you've moved in, mate.
Oh, it is the greatest. Like, I go out after rehearsal, go to the bottle shop, and they pull me a nice pint of a Belgian stout is my current favorite.
I like that, yeah.
And it is amazing.
Is it an honest pint?
It is an honest pint. I asked the guy. I said, "Okay, don't cheat me on this one, my friend. Don't
That's
cheat
right.
me." So yeah, it's a full 16 ounces of beer, and I was like, "Okay."
Fantastic.
And you can order small ones, which is nice because
tasters,
you can get a taster, and that's right next door. And then there's this little Italian restaurant called Papa's Pizzas and Subs, and I directed Rent for
right, okay.
And we ate there every night. And the people there, when you walk in, they know you, they'll bring you your food,
yeah.
They bring it over to the theater for you. And it's
great.
A great place to work.
It's great
it
to
really
have that
is.
Little community
yeah,
thing going on.
It's a great place.
Perfect. Well, I'm
going to
explore Teresa a little more because not only are you a dancer, but you also are the chief marketing officer of iCubed Agency. Cue us in on iCubed.
Yeah, iCubed is new. We're about 3 months old. Five partners. We combine some complementary businesses into iCubed Agency, and we do speaker representation, negotiate their contracts.
Fantastic.
At conferences all over the country.
And how do people contact you for this?
We have a website, iCubedAgency.com.
That's small I, well, it doesn't matter, small or large, I guess. iCubed, one word.
iCubedAgency.com. And we also produce a couple coming up in November that are very community-oriented. One is a career fair, and one is an anti-bullying event.
Mm,
that we're
that's good. I've
very
done some
happy.
Anti-bullying here. Mm-hmm. I actually used to be the guy that went after the bullies
you
in school.
The bully. You know,
I learned how to box first after getting my butt kicked, and then I went back and kicked.
The Apex Council will be at the anti-bullying event, too.
Yes, they
good.
Will. We're going to have people talking to parents of children who are being bullied, and if your child is the bully.
Yeah, right.
So we'll cover everything.
So, Mom, I know what's happening down in the cellar while you're watching TV upstairs because of the way you're ignoring that kid.
Can we sort of give an outline of what's going to happen at Shagfest?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to start out with a beginner class. Children are welcome,
okay.
10 years and up. We want everybody to come, everybody to at least
what time is this going to happen?
The basic class starts at 12:15.
Okay.
So get everybody
this
in the
door. This
will
be at the Halley.
At the Halley.
Okay.
We have a local couple that I know personally going to come in and teach. They're great,
fantastic.
Great instructors. Then we're going to have some demos. We're going to have a couple of contests, both amateur and professional. And we're going to end the day, well, lots of open dancing in between, but we're going to end with a pivot class by Charlie and Jackie. Pivot is a step in shag that kind of goes round and round and you come out the other side. But yeah, we're going to have.
Is this all going to be part of the festival itself, or is this separate from what's going on stage?
That's all part of the festival. All included in your ticket. Some great instruction, great demos, open dancing, great music. We have lots of door prizes we're going to draw.
Right, we got door prizes. We've got we'll have a food vendor there. I'm hoping to have Anna's Restaurant from Apex. They're an Italian restaurant. So
and, of course, we've got the Apex Farmers Market right across the street.
Well, the Farmers Market is actually going to figure into this because starting around 9 o'clock, we're going to have some folks over there doing demonstrations. The Farmers Market always has a kind of a musical act that goes on while you're shopping. Well, we're going to have people shagging, and we'll have a boombox playing real beach music over there and all this good stuff, and that'll lead into it. And if you you come to the farmer's market, you might get the idea, hey, you know, I've got my tomatoes, let's go shag. And here we go. So
just don't lose your tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, like I tell people, how often do you shag with your partner?
That's private. Thank
you
very much.
Yeah, I know. I've got a friend in England. I told him that, and we told him we're going to have a contest, and he's booking a flight because he says, I want to be in that contest. So we're going to have a heck of a good time. We're going to do it all day, and the best people in Apex, which is the best place in the nation, by the way.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. They're all going to be there, and I know the best people are going to be there because Teresa's going to be there and Claudio's going to be there, or else.
Hey, I'm in your best book. All right.
Yeah, you are in my best book. You always have been. So come on out and dance and meet people and have a good old time and go to the farmer's market beforehand and you know, if you buy a couple of ultimates, you can throw them at. No, don't do that.
Watch what you say, boy.
Hey, I'm your MC.
That's right.
That's right.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Which means I get to sit in the corner and drink beer.
Which means the stage manager, I can hide behind her and let her go
ahead.
Now
I'm going to point at you and go, hey, we need something over here.
Right.
Yep.
And I'll point at the other guy. Hey, you.
Well, it's going to be a blast. I just know it is. We've been working on this for, what, about 6 months almost now? Pretty close to
it. It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, and if this works, and I'm sure it will, I'm already planning on a larger venue for next year and so on, and I'm told that within 3 years, if I really do this, we're going to need Carter Findlay Stadium. You know, so and we are going to be passing out prizes in the amateur and the professional contest. There are some cash prizes, and the winner of the professional contest will get a trophy, and in honor of Charlie and being from Apex and all, this is going to be the first annual Womble Trophy.
Womble Trophy.
Yeah, okay. Like the Stanley Cup, we got the Womble Trophy.
I like it.
You know, I have to tell you a little bit about Charlie and Jackie.
Okay.
They are two of the most generous, genuine people you will ever want to meet. They are volunteering their time to come.
That is incredible. And they're coming from what, Myrtle Beach or somewhere?
They're coming from North Myrtle Beach. Okay. And they never ask for a dime, never ask to be paid for anything. They're bringing three of their instructional DVDs as door prizes. And we've taken lessons from them, have known them for a really long time.
They're, and they've won all kinds of awards in this.
Everything you can name, they have won.
Wow.
They're just so generous and genuine.
That's
genuine
incredible.
Yeah.
Teresa, have you ever met a couple named Lois Chenault and John Chenault? Do you know those people?
No, I haven't.
Well, they used to teach dance lessons in Little Washington, and they were always winning contests in the eastern part of the state. And I've known them for over 40 years, and they were pretty good dancers. I haven't seen Lois or John in quite a while now, but I was wondering if you ever ran into them.
No, can't say that I've met them, but I can tell you, my husband and I are dance competitors. We've done country western for a long time, swing competition, shag competition. I did ballroom competition. You meet the nicest people in the dance community.
I'll bet you.
And we know people all over the country. We can just call up and say, hey, we're going to be in town. Let's go out. And they'll be right there. But yeah, you just run into all kinds of nice people.
What do you think of this television show, Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, well, we faithfully watch it, and all of our friends ask us our opinions. And so there's a little history there, Dancing with the Stars. If you remember, she hasn't been on for the past two or three seasons, but Lacey Schwimmer, mm-hmm. if you remember mm-hmm. her as one of their mm-hmm. pros. Okay, my swing team competed against her swing team.
Wow.
Okay, and her brother, Benji, at the U.S. Open in 2005. And they're just phenomenal. They come from an entire family of dancers. And, of course, their dad was a dancer, Buddy Schwimmer. He's taught all kinds of people. They came in first. We came in fifth. But that was my team, my choreography, our first attempt at a team, period.
So, now, where was this held?
In Anaheim, California.
In California.
Mm-hmm. Typically, it's held in California. It's the granddaddy of swing dance competition. There's always a shag division there, Lindy divisions. It's a great competition.
Well, now, who would be your favorite dancer, period, of all time?
Any
type genre.
Of dance? Oh, gosh.
That's an easy one for
doesn't
me.
Have to be limited to shag.
You know, the couple that my husband and I modeled when we were doing competition is Tony Meredith and Melanie LaPatton out of New York. They're ballroom dancers. So we did our own choreography out of lack of funds to hire people.
Know that feeling, yes.
You know? Yeah. So we learned how to do it ourselves, but we would watch them. We watched video after video of them.
Amazing.
So when I'm the sweet little Southern girl, you know. So when I go out to do, say, cha-cha or rumba or something like that, I have to put on a different persona. I have to put on a different hat. Mm-hmm. Melanie LaPatton is the person I was always envisioning mm-hmm. in my head, because fiery red hair, sassy, mm-hmm. So when you do competition, you have to, you know.
Well, what would you think of someone like Fred Astaire and
Ginger Rogers.
In fact, or Rita Hayworth?
He really
danced with everyone.
Fred Astaire, I love watching. Gene Kelly, I love watching.
Oh, yes,
but there
yes.
was a shag dancer. He's passed now. His name was Shad Alberti. And if you watched video of him dancing, he looks so much like Fred Astaire. You know he had to study Fred Astaire. And see, the older shag dancers, they all had their own look and feel. They were very individual. What's happened over the years is it's sort of conformed to a certain look, a certain style. But the old timers all had their own look, and Shad Alberti was one of those. So the lineage for me, my husband and I learned shag from Sam West, who learned from Shad Alberti.
Oh, man. All right, gotcha.
So it's interesting when you know where the you know, the heritage
where it all comes from.
Yeah. There is some video on YouTube of Bob Fosse, and
there's another one.
If you were to see Bob Fosse, different dances that he has performed over the years, and then see what Michael Jackson did,
yes.
he copied Bob Fosse. Remember, I was showing you that video, Claudia.
And of course, Michael Jackson also bought his moonwalk from my friend Marcel Marceau.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Marceau made a cool million on that one.
And nobody asked me, but my favorite dancer was always Pinky Lee.
Pinky Lee. Who that is?
Pinky Lee was a burlesque comedian that transferred to television in the 50s to do a kid show.
Okay, I know we're going to music. Let's have a little more. Let's have a little more beach music here, Rocco.
103.5. You're listening to WCOM.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
You take some music,
to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Your time is important. That's why we thank you for taking us along. We're WCOM. Now back to Claudio with some radio theater.
The piece that I'd like to introduce is, I wrote this as part of Seafarers. It was orchestrated by a good friend. It is a piece called Adrift, and it'll take you out onto the ocean.
Once again, a chill night wind blows its gales across the sea as the sunset casts an inflamed and rippled hue across the waters. Vast distances of liquid motion stretch their infinity before me, and I have rarely felt so free. The sails are drawn for a night of rest. Where I go from here, the sea knows best. As the veils of night descend upon me, the moon emits its silvery canvas against a spectacle of aquatic celebration, as is only seen by night. The stars are scattered worlds of light against an opaque sky, and the nightfall is a constant whisper of the mysteries around me. Truly, all description would defy the beauty I choose herein to proclaim. Yet still, though encompassed by more wonder than many a man has e'er freed his soul to admire, my thoughts are adrift with the song of my heart, and the song of my heart with the voice of my soul. Adrift, 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 drifting ever back to you.
I'd like to tell you that your host Claudio is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts, performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and a master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com.
And I've still got the gang here with me in the studio. I'm going to bounce back to David Henderson to make sure he gives all the contact information for his upcoming show, Annapurna, at Honest Pint Theater.
Excellent. Yeah, you can get your tickets at NRACT.org or HonestPintTheater.org.
NRACT, what is that?
North Raleigh Arts and Creative Theater. Yeah, it's easy to abbreviate.
I'm not thinking in these abbreviations yet. I will one day.
You will. and you can go either place, and there's a link there for tickets. Or you can call the box office, which is 919-866-0228. We open Friday, and we run Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for 3 weeks through September 6th.
And I'm joining in one night, not the opening week, but the following week.
Yes, please come. We'll go out and have a pint of beer.
Absolutely.
Afterwards at the Bottle Revolution.
That's part of my motivation, thank you.
Oh, good. It should be part of your motivation. It's the only reason I do theater. No.
Oh, there was many times when I did Threepenny Opera under Ira David Wood's direction. One of the lead guys and I, we went and had two pints before we hit the stage.
Oh, well, every night after the show right now, I'll go and have a beer. And it is a much-needed beer because the show's 90 minutes long, no intermission.
Oh, yeah.
And
sort of relaxes you in a way.
It does. And the character in the show, there are reasons why I don't drink in the show. So,
and it's especially fun when you're hanging out with somebody you have a good conversation with.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the whole concept of Honest Pint is. I want people to come to the theater. I want them to be moved. And I invite them afterwards to the bar next door to sit down and talk.
Come meet the real guy.
Meet us, talk about the play, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Right.
But really it's about community and storytelling.
Absolutely.
To talk to us about something you love so much is to sit around and tell stories.
Absolutely.
And that's what we do.
Life
as
experience or whatever. It all becomes a story in the long run.
Exactly.
I'm going to go back to iCubed here. Not to be mistaken for Ice Cube. Give us a little more history on that, and then also contact information for how people can get up with you.
Sure. You can reach me at Teresa Robinson, 919-622-2829. iCubed Agency is a combination of my company, which I was doing mobile marketing, an event planner.
Explain the mobile marketing aspect.
Mobile marketing means ways to reach your client on their smartphone.
Ah, so it literally does go in that direction. Okay.
Right. There are lots of tools out there to do that. It's kind of difficult to get into it, but beacons talk to your phone, NFC tags, of course, mobile websites, things like that. I had decided to niche into events because you can build really cool apps that are great for large events, large trade shows, how do you get from one booth to another, what's going on right now, what's running late, what's running on time, who's speaking, and the whole social media aspect of all that.
So are we talking programs for a particular unit, or what are we talking about there?
Building an app that is specifically for a conference or trade show.
Interesting. So exclusively for that.
just for that. And the trick is to make it something that the attendee would want to keep on their phone the entire year. That mm-hmm. way you can market the next event through the app. And then, of course, we have our own events. We find places for our speakers to talk. And
You have to pardon my question. There's just too much I don't know about this industry.
Well, you know, we are being bombarded right now. Who knew that speaker representation was such a needed service? But what it amounts to is the speakers have these things they want to talk about, the people they want to reach, and they don't want to deal with the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
mm-hmm.
we're there for.
Because that pretty much burns you out if you do.
It does. Yeah. So that's what we specialize in. Find the venue, and we're talking across the country. So if you want to speak, you know, to anybody, anywhere, internationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Wow, a whole new... All those science fiction novels I read years ago have come true.
We have more people that want our services than we can process right now.
Wow.
So we have a waiting list
Incredible.
Already.
Well, that's a good thing.
Pretty cool. It's a
yeah,
good place to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. Bob, anything you want to add about the AAC?
Oh, I want to add all kinds of stuff about the AAC all the time, besides being a proud sponsor of Claudio Speakeasy.
And which reminds me, let me stop you for a minute. I do want to mention that my sponsors or underwriters, of course, are the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. Otherwise, I'll get a slap on the wrist. And the Apex Arts Council. So I want to acknowledge the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. Check out what's going on with them. And, of course, we got the Shag Fest coming on with the
That's
Apex
right.
Arts Council.
That's right. That's Saturday. And if anybody's interested in tickets, you just go to our website, www.apexartscouncil.org. Again, apexartscouncil.org, and you'll find it there on the events page. There's also a little banner across the top that says Shagfest, so click on that, and then you can buy your tickets right there online through with your credit card, and they'll be waiting for you at the door when you get there, and you can go up and have a good time shagging with Claudio and everybody else. And
don't put me on the spot.
Yeah, you're going to have to do
it.
We
got the pro there. You think I'm going to shag in front of her?
Well, you may shag with her. You never know.
There we go. That's it.
But
I'll step on your toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we also do a lot of other things, and we've got two really incredible productions coming up in October. We're into rehearsals already now with a children's production of Annie the Musical called Annie Jr.
Uh-huh.
And I figured we'd get 30 kids or so with the audition.
Is this totally original, or has it been done before?
No, this is Annie, just like it was on Broadway, but slightly rewritten for a child cast. Everybody in the cast is between 8 and 18 years old, and there are some really incredible people. As I said, I figured we'd get 30 people. We had 80 kids show up. We're going to have one heck of an orphan's chorus, I'll tell you.
Were they all accepted?
Yeah, well, that was part of the deal, that we would put them all in there somehow.
Oh, goodness.
So that will be in October, and it's going to be a...
Well, that guarantees
thing.
80 parents, right?
80
and uncles
parents.
And aunts?
Yeah. I have got already heard that there's a half dozen of the mothers, at least, probably more, intend to buy a ticket for themselves for every show, and a ticket for their husband, and for grandma, and for Aunt Minnie. So it's going to be, you know, when the tickets go on sale, get them quick. Because mm-hmm. it's going to be a full house, which is fine with me. I get lots of revenue, but that's and we can produce other things. And then in November, we're working on doing something that hasn't been done in Apex for a long time. We're going to bring vaudeville back to Apex.
Top hats and tails.
Yeah, top hats, tails, and baggy pants comic maybe or whatever. I was approached a while back by a singer who was she's 13 years old, sings like a dream, and you know, could we do something? And I said, well, yeah, the best way to do that would be to put her in a variety show. And then I thought about the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, which was built in 1912. It was built as the town production area, but they did have traveling vaudeville troupes go through there. So we're going to do the whole thing. We're going to have the baggy pants comic. I want to get somebody who can do Shakespeare recitals and other things. Serious production stuff. So it's not just going to be a big, long comedy show. But like I've got a string duo. It's two women that do cello and violin. They start out with stuff like chamber music, but by the time they're finished, they're into rock and roll going heavy.
Just to add to your point about vaudeville, to show how prevalent that history was here at one time, the historic Carolina Theater was originally a vaudeville house, as was the Temple Theater in Sanford.
Absolutely. Hey, maybe we'll take it on a road after if it works here. And we'll go to down and there and do it, and it's going to be one heck of a show. So I'm probably going to wind up as MC of it. We're going to have the cards naming the acts on the side on it, and the pretty girl that comes out and changes the cards between acts. And
Well, give us the steam on Shagfest one more time. That's what you're supposed to be promoting.
Yeah, well, I just want to say we're not a one-trick pony here. But Shagfest, as I say, will be...
That pony limps, right.
Yeah. No, that was Pinky. Never mind. Shagfest will be, as I say, this Saturday, noon to 5, Halley Cultural Arts Center in downtown Apex, historic downtown Apex, the best place to live in the United States, at 237 North Salem Street. You can buy your tickets online through our website, apexartscouncil.org, and if there's any left, of course, you can just come to the door, and we'll be happy to sell you a ticket right there. If you want to come to the farmer's market before then, they open at 8:30, we will have demonstrations of the Shag going over there, and I'm kind of looking forward to Saturday night when I collapse.
And the lovely lady Teresa Robinson is going to see to it that it all works out.
Absolutely.
Give us the rundown of all your contact info one more time, because we're about to do a wrap.
Teresa Robinson, iCubedAgency.com, 909-622-2829.
And one more time, David Henderson of Honest Pint.
Hello. HonestPintTheater.org has lots of great information on it. And you can contact NRACT.org. Show opens August 21st, runs through September 6th. We'd love to see you all there.
And if you guys forget all this and need me to remind you, just go to ClaudioArts.com and I'll get back to you. We're going to go out with a little bit of beach music, and then I'll come on and say adios.
Yes, it's me, and I'm in love again. Had no loving since you know when. You know I love you, yes I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute in money more. Told me didn't want me around no more. Who we be? Who we? Baby, don't you let your dog bite me. Jail for you. Any minute in money more. Told me you didn't want me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me.
The world of science is endlessly fascinating, and some of the world's most significant science is going on right here in the Triangle. This is Ernie Hood. Join me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Radio En Vivo, your link to the Triangle Science Community, right here on WCOM LP-FM.
And I can't believe you just put up with the speakeasy for another hour, but hey, I love you for it. Appreciate you tuning us in. I promise that anytime you tune us in, we'll keep you turned on, baby. I'm doing it. Until next time. Cheers.